Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover. Narito pang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. Tumawag sa 03-9862-1273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Visitor and Workers Health Cover ngayon.
Ang diskriminasyon sa lugar na pinapasukan ay nangyayari kapag ang boss o amo ay gumagawa ng aksyon o hakbang na di makatarungan sa isang individual o empleyado dahil lang sa kanyang pinanggagalingang lahi, kulay, edad, sexual orientation, buntis o kaya pananampalataya. At dapat malaman ng lahat na wala itong pinipiling posisyon kahit sino nagiging biktima o nakakaranas ng ganitong pagtrato sa loob ng pinapasukan. Ayon kay Patrick Turner na isang senior associate na eksperto sa employment at industrial law sa Maurice Blackburn Lawyer sa Brisbane, ang adverse action o paggawa ng maling aksyon laban sa isang tao ay isang legal term, kagaya ng pagtanggal ng isang empleyado sa kanyang pinapasukan, pagbibigay ng maling impormasyon para sa ikasasama ng kanyang reputasyon sa trabaho para ito ay matanggal. Ang lahat ng ito ay mali at hindi makatarungan.
For example, reducing someone's pay, demoting someone, issuing them with a warning, all those sorts of things might be injuring someone in their employment or altering their position to their prejudice. It also includes discriminating between employees. Adverse action can also include threatening to take adverse action.
Sabi naman ni Megan Papa na isang senior lawyer sa Anderson Gray Lawyers na nakabase sa Sydney, may mga batas sa lahat ng estado at teritoryo sa Australia na nagbibigay proteksyon nilang mga biktima ng pang-aabuso at nakakaranas ng diskriminasyon sa loob ng kanilang pinapasukang kumpanya o tanggapan.
Unlawful discrimination in the workplace is when a person treats an employee less favorably than other employees because they have a particular characteristic such as sex, race, disability, or age.
Dagdag ni Papa, dapat alamin isa-isa ang isinumbong na reklamo ng isang empleyado para malaman kung matatawag ba itong diskriminasyon o hindi.
An example of a discrimination where a person requires an employee to comply with a requirement or condition that they're unable to comply with because of their race, age, sex, or disability, and that requirement or condition has or is likely to have an effect of disadvantaging that employee would be somebody who has dependent children, so they may need to pick their children up from school or from daycare. And so what they need to do is they need to have some reasonable adjustments that are made in order to allow that person to be able to go and pick their children up from daycare or from school.
Dahil sabi nito, maraming mukha ang ginagawang diskriminasyon ng mga amo sa kanilang mga empleyado.
A condition or a requirement that an employer could impose upon an employee is that they may require that employee to work all of their hours. So rather than finishing at 2:30 so they can pick their children up at 3 o'clock, they may require them to work until 5 or they may require them to work overtime hours.
Pero sa ganitong sitwasyon, mas mainam na ipaalam ng empleyado sa kanilang boss ang kanilang sitwasyon para madaling mahanapan ng paraan. Ayon sa Diversity Council noong 2019, ang mga Aboriginal at Torres Strait Islanders ay may pinakamataas na kaso na nakaranas ng diskriminasyon sa kanilang pinapasukan. At sa bawat industriya, iba-iba ang nararanasang diskriminasyon. Ang mga empleyado sa finance at service industries ang naiulat na may pinakamataas na kaso dahil sa marami sila at iba-iba pa ang kanilang pinanggagalingan. Habang ang manufacturing industry ang naiulat na may pinakamababang level na suporta na natatanggap kapag nakakaranas ng diskriminasyon. Base sa Fair Work Act, kung ang diskriminasyon sa isang empleyado ay hindi nakabase sa kanyang katangian, kagaya ng kulay, lahi, edad, buntis, pananampalataya at sexual orientation, ito ay hindi matatawag na maling aksyon. Sabi ni Liza Anis, ang Chief Executive Officer ng Diversity Council Australia, iba naman kung ang pag-uusapan ay tungkol sa performance management, kagaya ng pagbibigay ng mababang rate sa pagganap sa trabaho ng isang empleyado.
It is not discrimination to performance manage an individual with unsatisfactory performance. There should be no concerns for an employer providing they're not performance managing someone simply because they are diverse and their inability to do their job effectively because of their diversity.
Dagdag pa ni Turner, madalas ang diskriminasyon ay nakakalito, pero may mga pagkakataon na ang nangyari ay hindi matatawag na diskriminasyon.
If you turned up at work drunk and your employer had a policy saying you need to be sober when you're at work and you were issued with a warning, then provided that you were being treated consistently with other employees, then just because you might be from a different racial background or might have a disability, then that probably won't be unlawful discrimination, unless you can produce some evidence to suggest that you're being treated differently than other people in those circumstances.
Pero ang tanong, alam mo ba ang gagawin kung totoong biktima ka ng diskriminasyon? Ayon kay Papa, importanteng agad ipaalam sa iyong amo o nakakataas na nakakaranas ka ng diskriminasyon at kung binabaliwala ang iyong sumbong o walang aksyon, agad humingi ng abiso mula sa isang abogado.
Most employers have complaints or grievance processes in place, so they should definitely report the issue at first instance to their employer to try and get the matters resolved. If the issue isn't able to be resolved in the workplace, then I'd probably recommend for people to get advice either from an employment lawyer or anti-discrimination lawyer, or alternatively, if they're a union member, they can speak to their union and obtain advice in relation to that.
Dagdag pa nito, dapat malaman ng bawat tao dito sa Australia na mahigpit na ipinagbabawal sa batas ang diskriminasyon. At kung mapapatunayan na ang isang empleyado ay biktima ng diskriminasyon, mahahanap nito ang hustisya.
In some cases, you might be reinstated, so put back in the job that you're performing. You might receive compensation. That can be compensation for economic loss, for example, loss of income, if you've lost your job and can't be put back. You might also receive compensation for any injury you've suffered and hurt, distress and humiliation, so how it's made you feel. There are other things that courts and tribunals can order. In some cases, they might impose a fine against the employer. They might also order that apologies occur or that an employer introduce training into the workplace to ensure that it doesn't happen again.
Paalala ni Liza Anis mula sa Diversity Council, ang lugar ng trabaho ay nagiging buo o magkaisa kapag ang lahat ng individual sa loob ng tanggapan ay nagrirespeto sa isa't isa. At dito din nagsisimula ang magandang pagsasamahan.
Inclusion is about making the mix of people work effectively. And so creating an inclusive environment for diverse people is an active thing that organizations have to do. We know that diversity and inclusion leads to improved innovation, more creative problem solving, that it can lead to higher performance and productivity, and that it can reduce risk.
Para sa karagdagang impormasyon o tulong, bisitahin ang Fair Work Ombudsman sa www.fairwork.gov.au. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Jara Pazano na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Ang segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Medibank Overseas Workers Health Cover. Narito upang tumulong sa inyo sa oras na kailangan nyo. At sa Medibank, maaari nyo kaming kausapin sa inyong wika. Nagsasalita kami ng hanggang 160 wika. Narito kami para sa inyo upang maging at home kayo, kahit pagaano kayo kalayo sa inyong mahal sa buhay. Tumawag sa 03-9862-1273 at kumuha ng Medibank Overseas Workers Health Cover ngayon.